Monday night by halacha. Okay, something on Hilchos Brachos. We know that when we bracha, so if we intentionally intend to potter up anything that we would maybe possibly be eating with the same bracha, so I believe it works for virtually everything, and the conditions of what's called bestama don't apply. If you have the farish kavana, so that almost always works. I believe always. I'm afraid of a small cat, so I say almost always. Where is he? Is he here? Oh, hi. But when you have bestama, so there are a number of conditions, which are numerous. We're not going to be learning that now. That's much numerous, and I believe he once went through them, actually. But now I just want to mention, because I heard in the name of a certain posek that you could have a situation really more common than you think, that you're eating something and then you want something that normally goes with it, and you borrow it from a neighbor. You realize you ran out and you borrow it from a neighbor, and then so he said you would have to make a new bracha. But I think, I'm not so sure. First of all, if it's the derech of neighbors to borrow, which goes on in many buildings, that it's extremely common, or even in many streets, Tamar Lane, I don't know, probably everybody's always borrowing stuff one from another. So it's probably would be within the realm of meeting the conditions that it's dover, that's motzui, to happen, and the bestoma would work. Or if it's something that's normally eaten together, let's say you run out of, something that is a side dish and that's normal to have. So, what? Well, I heard the halacha, it was very strange to me, because I heard the example of sugar and coffee. That was strange to me because, as maybe Rabbi Safer will confirm, I guess he can't, oh, maybe he will. I think sugar and coffee is much more than a tofel. Sugar and coffee is like bottle to the coffee. It just gives time. What?
Why don't you leave your house to get up from your neighbor?
I don't get it. I sent my kid. I'm too embarrassed to ask my neighbor for anything. I sent my kid. Anyway, I'm not so sure that that's true if it's in an apartment house. If it's in a dira in a building, and you go to a different dira, the poiskim achaylik about that. That needs birur in itself, if that's shini malkum, because you're under the same general roof, but it's a different apartment. My memory is that that's a shayla. The poiskim are not that. It's a shayla, like everything else is a shayla. But I'm just saying that in the din of bistoma, l'chayrif, you're always borrowing, or it's something that you normally have and you have in mind, that you're going to be eating this side dish together with the main course, and then even if you borrow it from a neighbor, I think you wouldn't make a bracha. Anyway, these are shailas, and the poskim therefore recommend always, the poskim recommend that to the degree possible, a person should always intend when he makes brachas to have in mind to pat, like a sort of a specific intention to pater anything that may possibly come his way to eat with that same bracha, obviously, and you try to have that in mind. But it doesn't help to say the Sefer V'Zayisah bracha brings down from Rav Fisher Zatzal that it does not help to say whenever I'm, or he's mesupik if it helps. Whenever I make a bracha, I want it to specifically include anything that I might end up eating together with that same bracha. I didn't say a reason. It's too klali. It's too. Maybe it's too vague, maybe it's too mechitesi, and therefore, but you could definitely do that every time you sit down and make a bracha, because all of these shailas do occur. The conditions for bestama are really very varied and very complicated, and are not always so poshut as we've just seen.